Welcome back to the Broke Woke Podcast. I'm your favorite broke host, Maciel.
And I'm your favorite woke host, JL.
And this week, we are diving into the topic of releasing to receive.
Yes.
Which is something that's been very big and important in this chapter of my life. What about you, JL?
Very. Yeah. Very big. My whole life, actually.
Your whole life.
Just looking back, reflecting on things. I reflect a lot.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, I reflect a lot.
And although I'm very familiar with the idea of letting go of the past and letting go of people, things, JL has been saying the phrase release to receive. And now before we did this episode, I tried looking up that concept and there's not a lot on it. Yeah. So what inspired you to say release to receive? Let's start off with that.
I would say, and I have spoken on this before in previous episodes, yes. I am very big on personal development, and I feel like you cannot grow or develop if you don't release things. Mm-hmm. And that's something that I realize. I'm a very reflective person. Like, I reflect literally daily. Every week, I'm reflecting on my habits. I'm reflecting on, you know, how I reacted to certain conversations, how I reacted to certain things that showed up in my life. And I used to be a really big overthinker. Like, really big overthinker, and I just kind of learned that some things you just need to release to receive. And not to talk about my breakup so much, but that was something that was very hard for me to release just that time. But you know, as I got older and, you know, spent a lot of time by myself and really like the traveling position, like I didn't want to leave Atlanta whenever I took the traveling position, but at the same time, I did want to leave Atlanta because I knew I just kind of wanted to get away from everything because I felt like I had no purpose here. I'm like, okay, I came down here for a relationship. Like, we had a plan.
Was everything reminding you of your relationship?
At that time, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm like, we had a plan. Like, and like when I'm about somebody, it's like, okay, we got a plan. And I'm such a like a planner type person. Like, So I'm like, yeah, we got a plan. We're going to do this. Boom, 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 boom. And then when everything just went left, everything went left. So I just kind of had to learn to, like, release things in order to receive new things in my life. And once I got to that point where I was able to release things, everything just started happening for me. I was just like, wow, like, this is amazing. So there would be times where I continue, like, holding on to things. And then I'm like, nope, just let it go and release it. Mm-hmm. And that guy, like, okay, boom, here you go. Yeah. Here's a present for releasing that.
Right.
So that's where I came from.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
I feel like that's genuinely like the chapter I'm in my life.
Yeah.
That's why I got my tattoo.
Yeah. The wishbone tattoo. The wishbone. Yeah.
So like the wishbone, I don't know. I've never actually played with the wishbone.
I have actually. I've played the wishbone before.
I think you like break it and whoever gets like the longer piece makes a wish, right? Yeah. But the tattoo was inspired by this poem by Orion Carlotto. She's dope. Her poetry book
check
books.
Her out.
Definitely check her out. She's awesome. I'm sure a lot of people already know who she is, but she's super cool. And it pretty much, I wanted to say signify. That's not the word though, is it? Signifies? Symbolizes. That's the word I was going for.
Oh, it's signifies, symbolize.
Well, the wishbone symbolizes that things must break in order for the wishes we long for to come true. And I feel like this timing is, that's literally everything that's going on in my life right now. It's taken me 2 years, like you brought up your breakup, but it's taken me like 2 years to really release that person, like fully release that person and let them do their thing. And even besides him, like other things that I was holding on to emotionally, I feel like now that I'm learning to release, because it's still a process, I'm not perfect, you know, but as I'm releasing, it's crazy how many blessings are coming into my life.
Yeah.
Like, genuinely, one after the other, after the other, after the other. And yeah, I think we're both like walking testimonies.
Yeah, no, for real. I feel like it's one thing that you just kind of walking in faith. Like, you don't know what you're going to receive. And I feel like a lot of people get comfortable with what they had around them, that they don't want to let it go. They don't want to, like, you know, release these things. But you got to get to that point of releasing to receive that next stage
for somebody who struggles or feels too comfortable with that thing that they need to let go.
I would say my advice is first just kind of ask yourself why don't you want to let this go? Like, why are you still holding on to this? Like, how is it benefiting you? Because we do outgrow a lot of things, and that's what people fail to realize. That's one thing that I fail to realize is I've really outgrown this person. I've outgrown this situation. I've outgrown that job. I've outgrown this car. And Murphy's Law, like, the car breaks down.
Okay, I was like, remind me what that is
Yeah.
again.
So, like, the car breaks down, but it all works out in your favor. And that's one thing I also had to realize, that life doesn't happen to you, it happens for you. So once I started to realize that, and these are things that I literally like have, they rent free in my head, like things, life happens to you, life happens for you. Life happens for you and not to you. Like, that's literally like something that's like implanted in my head, like it's embedded there. So whenever things go like left, I'm just like, okay, something good is going to come from this. And I always see every lesson, even if something good in my mind is not good, it's good regardless. It's good because life is happening for you. So yeah, my advice for people who are struggling to let things go, just know that, life is happening for you, not to you. I was just gonna ask you just like one thing that was like, that's really hard for you to let go. Like, I would say like this year, like what's been really hard for you to let go? 'Cause you've made a lot of progress. I've talked to you a
Thank
lot. I've listened to her
you.
podcast like way before I even came on this
Thanks.
podcast. And just to hear your story behind those podcasts,
I feel like, and even then, I feel like there's still so much about myself that I haven't shared because I try to keep certain parts of myself private. So like even beyond that, I have gone through a lot and I recognize that. But I think it's just like I want to genuinely release everything right now. For example, like my
clean
dad,
slate.
literally, like again, I've talked about it before, I think in our mental health episode, but like 2020 was all around such a bad year for me. And I think I want to get rid of, like, I feel like everybody had a really hard year in 2020, right? But
I didn't.
you didn't?
No.
That's wild. We had a whole panini press, a
Yeah.
whole
Yeah, a
pandemic,
panini press.
panini
I
press,
mean, I wouldn't say that
panorama.
it wasn't a bad, it was a healing year for me.
Yeah,
So,
well, that's good.
yeah.
I feel like my healing year was honestly this
This
year.
year,
This year, like
you're on your journal.
2021 was not, I think 2021 was a distraction. I kept telling myself I was healing, but I was distracting myself with unhealthy coping mechanisms. Like I was going out a lot, I was drinking out with my friends. Like that wasn't actually getting to the root of the problem. But I think everything in 2020, like I said, beginning of 2020, I moved back to my mom's house, and that was hard for me. Letting go of the fact that I was once independent, that's something that's hard for me to still, like, that I'm striving to get back to.
Yeah.
So I think that definitely my ex, which I've finally worked on, is letting go of not even the idea of him, because it's I've accepted that that's never going to work. But I think letting go of the memories, like letting go of, I guess, just everything that we went through. Like I went through a lot with that person. And I really had to like let go of that. And I think what I was doing a lot of was like finding reasons to still have him around. I don't know if I even talked about this in the last episode. I think I told you I finally like took him off of my Netflix. And for me, that was like a big thing. That really wasn't, it sounds silly, but I think having him on my like Netflix, Hulu, all those accounts was my final way of like keeping him there, like the comfort of knowing, like seeing his name.
Yeah.
And finally being like, y'all, that was a big thing for me. Like that
So just let
was
it
a
go,
moment.
release
Like I literally,
that.
whew, like
No, she texts me. It was just
it's
pure excitement. Like,
yeah, like that was a very big step for me. And I know it sounds silly, but like I really am proud of myself with that. I think I'm still grieving my grandfather too, which that happened in 2020, which grieving's weird. It's been
yeah.
2 years, but like it comes in waves and like it sucks. Like I still think about his passing, and there's little triggers. Like I'll think about the moment he passed away, like hearing my mom scream. Like that plays in my head, JL. Like I hear it in my head, or like hearing my grandma like sobbing over the phone. Like these are things I think of that I'm still working on kind of letting go of, and just letting it, accepting. Sorry, that's the word I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Accepting that this person is never going to, like, I'm never going to see this person again, And I think that's what I'm struggling with, letting go of my grandfather.
Yeah.
But as far as everything else goes, like I think even you as a friend, like being a valuable person in my life and continuously reminding me to release, to receive has helped a lot. Because yeah, like I think about who I was at this point last year. Oh, I cannot do an episode like this.
Yeah.
I couldn't even fathom the thought of doing an episode like this, because if I were to do an episode like this, I wouldn't be authentic. I'd be lying.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't be taking my own advice. And now I can confidently say, like, I am taking baby steps every single day to release all the things from my past that are kind of like holding me down.
Holding me down, yeah.
That was a lot. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, you are good. That's what the people needed. But no, I want to go back to you, like, saying you just want to just clear everything. Just start off a clean slate. Sometimes you have to do that. And honestly, to release all of everything that, like, one day, just accept the fact, okay, I'm about to release everything. Like, everything that's on my shoulders, the weight on my shoulders, all the thoughts in my head, like, I'm releasing everything and just getting rid of it. Sometimes you got to do that. And I have done that multiple times where there's just so much pressure that I feel, so much stress that I feel, that I literally just, like, okay, I got to get it back together. Like, I got to go pray. I got to go meditate and see what the real issue is. Why am I holding on to these thoughts? Why am I letting these thoughts go in my head? Like Weldon Long say, I'm a reference this book again. It's, why am I letting these things into my box? Like, it's not benefiting me in no way at all. And once you get to that point of realizing, like, this thing is not benefiting me, like, just let it go. You know, what's the point? Let it go. So, yeah, I feel like me asking myself a lot of questions.
What about you for this year? Like, are you working on letting go of anything specific?
I feel like what I have let go of this year has all been, like, personal traits about myself, I would say. I have let go of being, I've let go of being kind of shy.
Okay.
I've put myself in situations and forced myself to be more social, because I am a very introverted / extroverted person. Like, I can do a lot of talking, but there's times where I don't want to do no talking at all. Like, yeah, you know what I mean? So there'd be times where I just, like, you know, I'm just here, just be present. So there's just a lot of things that I've noticed about myself, because, like I said, I'm constantly trying to develop myself and see what I don't like about myself. That's my focus. Like, this year is really personal, just making myself a better person, working on my character a lot. So if there's something that's just out of the ordinary or just make me feel uneasy, I just let it go. You know, habits, let it go. I think, like, the biggest thing that I'm trying to work on is procrastination, which is difficult because I do procrastinate a lot. But I don't think it's necessarily procrastinating when I think about it. It's more so me prioritizing and managing my time a lot better. Is what I need to do. So that's currently what I'm working on right now.
I feel like that's part of, like, the first step, like you said, is, like, to recognize the areas that you need to let go of. So the fact that you're even aware of that is really good.
Yeah. And I give myself literally, like, a week or two to wrap it up. Like get it done. Because if you keep holding on to it, it'll never go anywhere. You know what I mean? You got to give yourself, like, a time frame. Like, okay, I'm going to release this on this day. This is why I love new moons. I don't know if anybody's into, like, new moons and all that stuff, gravitational pulls, but it's a real thing. Mars is in retrograde, like, today, May 10th. Yes. Mercury is going into retrograde today. So, like, I don't know, like I said, seriously. And, like I said, I don't know if anybody's into, like, new moons and stuff like that, but whenever a new moon, I know it's coming, or a lunar eclipse phase or whatever the case may be, it's like the perfect time for me to release things. And that's when I release things. I write it down on a piece of paper and say, okay, I'm going to release this, that, and a third. And the exercise, really, which I know a few people actually do, they write it down on a piece of paper and then they burn it.
Yeah.
Which is a really good exercise to do, you know, just completely letting it go. Actually letting it go. You're seeing it with your eyes, you physically writing it down, and then you burning it and it's gone. Now, if you let it back into your box, that's all on you.
What would you say to somebody who struggles with, like, letting, you know, things come back?
I would say
work on that.
Yeah, I literally work on that, because you're doing this exercise for a purpose. And if you fail to, you know, actually release this thing, that's on you, you know? Mm-hmm. So there's not much that you can say. And I don't like to be, like, really hard on people, but at the same time, you got to kind of be hard on people, because you're doing this exercise for a reason. You want to release this for a reason. You know that it don't serve your purpose. So why are you letting it back into your life, letting it back into your box, and letting it disturb your energy? Because there's no need for it.
To piggyback off of that, how you said you're, like, hard. I don't think you're hard, by the way. But I think if you're struggling with letting go, I think it's important to have a strong support system, which I've said a lot in some other episodes I've been recording, but mm-hmm. having a support system is so important.
No, like, seriously.
Genuinely, especially if you're struggling to let go of certain people that no longer serve you, or if you're outgrowing people. I'm thinking about that too. I really do feel like this year I'm outgrowing a lot of people. Mm-hmm. People that I would have imagined, like friends, like that I would have imagined my real. Whole life
yeah.
spending with.
Yeah. And that's okay.
And that's hard.
No, but that's totally okay.
It's hard.
That's okay. No, really, it's hard. You know, that's a part of the process. It's something that's very hard, but you know that this person, or like I said, the situation, the circumstance, whatever the case may be, doesn't serve you anymore. And I've came to that point as well, where I know that these are my closest friends. Like I grew up with these people, whatever the case may be, but we just don't
mesh well
anymore. But I still check up on them. We still close friends. You know, I put my friends in categories. I just went.
No.
I just can't. But no, like, you know what I'm saying? We still close friends and all that good stuff. It's just that, you know, we just are not parallel right now. We don't align with each other.
Yeah.
So yeah, but a good support system is definitely important. It's essential to have a good support system, even if you just got that one person that you can lean on
and who shows you tough love. I think that's very important.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's hard to listen to sometimes if those are the people that are gonna make sure you are actually following through with letting go what you need to let go of.
Right.
You know,
100%. The art of letting go. Yeah. I'll say one thing. It's definitely painful to release, but the joy of actually receiving the prize that you want to receive is definitely worth it 100%. Mm-hmm. And you feel gratitude whenever you actually receive that prize of, you know, releasing whatever the case, whatever it was. The gratitude that you feel from it is very rewarding. Yeah, if you start your day with gratitude, you have a great day.
You'll have a different day.
No, seriously. And that's why, like, Intelligent Change, that journal.
Sponsored your boy.
Yeah, they sponsor. But yeah, Intelligent Change, that's how their journal is kind of structured. You start with, what are you grateful for today? Gratitude is, I've heard, gratitude is like one of the strongest feelings that a person can have. So if you start your day with gratitude, man, solid.
No, but to piggyback off of what you were saying, I will say, especially for somebody like me, that it's taken years to let go of certain things. Once you do let go and start receiving, like you said, it outweighs everything that you're letting go of. It makes you wish you would have done it sooner.
Yeah.
And if that, like, I feel like anybody that's listening, that's struggling, like, take it from me. Had I released certain things sooner, I feel like I would be in a different position by now. Like, absolutely.
No, for real.
Because it's holding me back.
Yeah, it's definitely holding you back. And I swear, I've got friends who hold on to things, family, friends, like literally hold on to things for years. And I see them like not moving in life. Like, and I know, like, and of course, they don't want to hear anything from me. It's like, when you're going through like a phase like that, you really don't want to hear from nobody.
Yeah.
But I have had friends who actually, like, dang, man. I actually let that situation go and like look what happened. Life is, I'm feeling better. Like, I'm not overthinking things. I don't feel like this heavy weight on my shoulders. But yes.
I'll say this too. If it's a person that you're struggling to let go of, remind yourself that they probably aren't even thinking about you, and you're over here stressing throughout your day about somebody who's not stressed, who's probably already let go of you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And that's hard to hear too. But yeah. The things that you're letting go of, it's worth it in the end.
Yeah. No, before I came down here to Atlanta, it was very hard. I was losing a lot of things, like lost my truck, lost my dog, and my family and closest friend. Yeah, I lost my truck and my dog. That's hilarious. No, but I literally was losing a lot. Like, I quit my job. Landscaping. I just didn't know what I wanted to do in life. And it was really hard for me. Like, I knew I wanted to move here to Atlanta, but it was really hard for me to accept the fact. Like,
is this when you were coming with your ex?
Yeah, but she was here already. Oh. But it was just hard for me to accept the fact that, dang, I'm about to like really walk away from everything here in St. Louis. Like, this is my hometown, you know? But since I've been here in Atlanta, it's been just like amazing for me. Like, the things that has happened for me and that's continuing to happen is rewarding. So I look back now and Like we said, like I literally beat myself up and I'm like, damn, man, I should have been left St. Louis. Like I should have left St. Louis when I was 18. But you know, there's a timing for everything. And that's another thing people got to kind of accept. There's timing for everything. You can't self-sabotage yourself, blame yourself for your situation or what's going on in your life. There's a time for everything. But when I look back now, I am definitely like 100% happy that I've let go the past. I've let go of St. Louis. I let go of my truck getting repossessed and
And the
me losing my
dog.
dog, my little buddy.
Oh.
But yeah, just all of that, you know, and the things I have in my life now, I'm 100% grateful for. And yeah, I'm just very proud of my growth because I definitely let go of a person back in St. Louis and came here as a totally new person.
That's good.
Yeah, there's 10 things that, you know, I would say people can release to be a happier person. And that's number one, releasing what others care about. I mean, release what others think about you.
That is a big one for me because
Yeah.
I care, like I'll say I'm working on that. I care way too much what people think about me. Like, I'm always worried about being the bad person in somebody's story.
Yeah. So that's really big, to be able to do that, to release what others think of you for sure. And I've always said this, and I've actually said it to you before. You are
Which one?
judging others before they even judge you because you think about what they're thinking of you, but they're not even thinking about you. You judging them, you think that they're thinking about you, but they're not even thinking about you.
I think that's a big reason I like couldn't let go of my ex, actually.
Yeah.
Is like I was so worried about the version of me that he may share. Although I'm not gonna say he's done that, but I think that was a big worry for me. Is
Yeah.
like, okay, well, you know what? Now that we're talking about this, I'm realizing I think I was always worried about being like the responsible one for the breakup. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't want it to be the Maciel's the reason we broke up. And I think
Self-sabotage.
that, yeah, I think that played a big role is caring so much about that version or of what happened between
Yeah.
us
Yeah.
and what people might think. Like, oh, she moved out, she's back, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you let go of the drama.
Letting go of the
You let go of the
drama.
drama, which is another thing
Yes.
to let go of. Drama is a big thing to let go of. The toxic relationships, the gossip, the he said, she said, all that negative, the negative comments is definitely another thing to let go of in order to be happy
And to grow, because if
and
you
to
surround
grow.
yourself with people who I can't personally, I can't be around people that gossip all the time. Like I
Yeah.
can't do it
Because what are
because
you doing
what are you
when I'm not
when I'm not
around?
around? I don't trust people like
I
that. I
agree.
genuinely don't.
Yeah, I
So
agree.
absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, let go of that sucky energy, the low vibrations, high
Keep
frequencies
that high
over
frequency,
here. Yeah,
yes.
for sure, for
Yes.
sure. Another thing I would say is saying yes to things that don't serve you.
Got
Yeah,
it.
you letting go of saying yes to things that don't serve you, don't benefit you. You just feel like that you've been a good friend, a good family member, but what's really is what's the point? How's it benefiting
I
you?
actually just talked about that in the episode about boundaries, because I think that is a boundary, learning to say no. Yeah.
That's a big boundary. Yeah, 100%.
I struggle with that because I'm a people pleaser naturally.
Yeah.
So it's like, and this is the first year too. I think it like all goes in hand. This is the first year that I've actually like chose myself. So it's like I'm learning to finally
Such an
say no.
amazing feeling.
It's so
Choosing
good.
yourself is
It feels so
definitely.
good because you start to not care. Like you literally reframe your mindset to not care how that person feels. Like not in a mean way, but it's just like you're choosing yourself, and
Choosing
that's more
yourself
important at the
is
end of the
very,
day.
yeah, your mental
Yeah.
health, your mental stability is very more important. Yeah, choosing yourself 100% is very important.
Because sometimes
It's
other
not selfish at
people's,
all. And we all have that subconscious thought that choosing yourself is a selfish thing
but it's
because,
not.
you know, that's another thing too, honestly. If you ever get a chance to get the book by T. Harv Eker,
Oh,
not T. Harv Eker, I'm so sorry.
is that the power now?
No.
No.
If you ever get a chance, that's another thing. I'm sorry. That's another thing. If you ever get a chance to get the book by T. Harv, it's called Secrets of a Millionaire Mind. And what he talks about is our blueprint and our subconscious thought. And it's a little off topic, but it's kind of on topic at the same time, is our blueprint, our subconscious mind, how we grow up, you know, what our parents tell us, you know, what our severe influence tells us growing up really affects us in our daily life as we get older. Because, for instance, like you say, I'm a people pleaser or I want to choose myself first. And we always saw it like as a selfish thing because, you know, as you're a kid, you're like, no, Care Bears. You remember Care Bears? Like, care for others, you know, do what you need to do
Put
to
people
help this
first.
person out and all that stuff. But honestly, like I said, if it's not benefiting you, if it's not serving you in any way, which, you know, the Bible wants us to serve each other for sure, and be a servant of each other. But if you honestly like in a situation where you just know that it's not benefiting you and these things that this person is doing is not benefiting them, then there's just no need to, you know, be involved in that. So yeah,
Sounds good.
that's one thing that I would say. Another thing, the third thing I would say
Third
to
thing.
let go of to release in order to be happy. The fourth thing I would say is worry.
Worry.
Let go of
Oh,
worrying,
that's, yep. I worry a lot about the future. Well, I worried a lot about
which
the
I've kind of
future.
said a little bit, you know, the overthinking and all that stuff is, it don't serve you, just beating yourself up and really just
You're causing more
wasting thoughts,
damage.
yeah, causing more damage. And what's happening?
And what
Nothing.
happened?
What's happening? Nothing. So stop the worrying. Number five, neglecting your self-care.
I actually know people that when they're like in a depressive state or going through a lot,
Yeah,
they need to
100%.
stop.
You need to take care of yourself before you can take care of anybody else.
That's a good one.
Yeah, so 100% release that. Release the neglecting your self-care.
Prioritize your
Prioritize your
self-care.
self-care. Prioritize, you know, self-love. Prioritize yourself. Number six, and this is a big one. And I'll end it on number six.
Okay,
Fear.
10.
Yeah.
Sorry.
What did I say? 10?
You said 10,
Oh
boo.
shit. Okay. Okay.
It's okay. You
Okay.
said these are my 10.
I did say 10, but I
But we're
think
gonna
I'm,
cut it
yeah,
off
we're
at
gonna cut it to
six. It's
six.
getting late, y'all.
It's getting late. And this is a big one, which this was
Is it a
actually
good one to
like,
end
no,
on?
this is a really good one to end on. Fear.
Oh,
Releasing
yes.
fear. Hey, you know, that is one thing that I had to learn to let
How
go of.
so?
I was very just afraid to jump out there just on a whim, you know what I'm saying? Oh, it's there's a book by Gay Hendricks who it's called The Big Leap, and it's basically a book that talks about just jumping out there and just kind of seeing what happens in life, you know, jumping out and just having faith. And that's one thing that I had to learn. That's one thing that I took from that book, which I mean, that's what the book is about. But I had a real big issue with that. You know, I was kind of just afraid because you let your thoughts control you. And I started thinking deeper into like scenarios that was false and that wasn't never gonna happen. So I would just be fearful of making moves because I'm like running all these scenarios through my head. And I'm just like, okay, either I'm gonna stay here or I'm gonna jump. So that book is amazing. I highly recommend getting that book. And highly recommend releasing the fear. You know, sometimes you just gotta take those tiny little steps. You ain't gotta take the big, huge steps. Sometimes you do, but just take a step. Either if it's small or big, all you gotta do is just take that
I
step.
think, like you mentioned, faith, having faith when you release is really important. Like trusting that things are going to work out in the end for you.
Exactly. And
And that
like
you are going to receive things in the
exactly,
end.
100%. So that fear kind of goes, once you take this and you live by releasing to receive, the fear and all of these things that we all struggle of letting go becomes easier. You master the art of letting go because you know you're going to receive something much more greater than what you're holding on to.
That
And that's that. And
was
I really hope that this podcast reached somebody, and I really hope that it serves a purpose in
I
somebody's
think it
life.
will. I feel like everybody's been through that
Yeah.
at some point in their life, like having to let go of a, I mean, genuinely do not know one person who's had to outgrow someone, you know?
100%,
So,
100%. Yes. So
yeah.
that's it, you know. You
That's
know
all
my
she
motto
wrote.
is release and receive and stay balanced and grounded, and I hope that more people can also, you know, take that and run with it.
Yes, sir. As always, thank you so much for tuning into our podcast. Let us know what you guys think. If you guys want to elaborate on this conversation, reach out at Broke Bull Podcast on Instagram. Every Wednesday, we'll have our self-help episodes. I have my solo episodes on Monday. And then make sure to check out our book club. Even if you're not reading the book, there's definitely stuff that you guys can gain from it bi-weekly on Fridays.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We'll Thank catch you. You next time.
Aloha.
Hasta la pasta.
Hasta la pasta. Yeah, that's about it. Hasta la pasta.
Hasta la pasta.